I'm Mrs. Patterson, reading you Puss in Boots. Once upon a time, there was a miller who had three sons. When the miller died, he left the mill to his eldest son, and a donkey to his second son. They were able to set to work straight away. But all that was left for the youngest son was his father's cat. "Poor Puss," said the miller's son, "how shall we manage?" "Don't worry," said the cat. "Give me a pair of boots and a bag and we will do very well together." When the miller's son bought the things the cat wanted, Puss got ready. He put on his boots and left the bag filled with lettuce leaves in a field. Very soon a little rabbit came to nibble the lettuce. And quick as a flash, Puss caught the rabbit in his bag and carried it to the king's palace. "Your Majesty," said Puss, "please accept this fine rabbit as a present from my master, the Marquis of Carabas." "I've never heard of him," said the king, "but you deserve a treat from the kitchen." The next day, Puss heard that the king and his daughter would be driving by the river. "Master," he said, "do what I say and we shall be rich. You must take off your clothes and swim in the river, and you must believe that your name is the Marquis of Carabas." "I've never heard of him," said the miller's son, "but I'll do as you say, Puss." Before long, the king drove past with his daughter, the princess. He was pleased to see Puss again. "Your Majesty," said Puss, bowing low, "a very terrible thing has happened. My master, the Marquis of Carabas, was swimming in the river when some thieves came and stole all his clothes."
"How dreadful!" exclaimed the king and the princess together.
The king sent off to the palace at once for some clothes. When the miller's son put them on, he looked very handsome.
"Please come and ride in our carriage," said the king, "and may I present my daughter."
Puss ran quickly on ahead. When he saw some men making hay in a field, he shouted to them,
"The king is coming. If he asks, you must say that this land belongs to the Marquis of Carabas."
"Oh, we've never heard of him," said the haymakers, "but we'll do as you say."
Soon the king drove past in his carriage with the princess and the miller's son.
"Tell me, my man," said the king to a haymaker, "whose land is this?"
"It belongs to the Marquis of Carabas, your Majesty,"
the man replied at once. Meanwhile, Puss had found out that the land was really owned by an ogre who lived in a huge castle nearby. Puss quickly made his way to the castle and knocked on the door.
"Sir, is it true that you are a very good magician?" he asked the ogre.
The ogre, who liked to show off, replied,
"Yes, it's true. I can even turn myself into a lion. Rah!"
Quick as a flash, the ogre became a fierce, roaring lion. Puss was so startled, he scrambled to the top of a chest of drawers to hide. When the ogre had changed himself back again, Puss jumped down.
"Oh, turning into a lion must be easy for someone as big and strong as you," he said. "But can you turn yourself into something tiny, like a mouse?"
"Of course I can," roared the ogre. "Just watch."
In the blink of an eye, the ogre became a little mouse scurrying across the floor. Puss instantly pounced on him and ate him up.
"Now that the ogre is gone," Puss said to himself, "this castle will make a very fine home for my master, the Master of Carabas."
The king was most impressed by the handsome young man who owned such rich land and lived in such a magnificent castle.
"He would make a fine husband for my daughter," the king said.
So the miller's son and the princess and Puss lived happily ever after. And now everyone has heard of the Marquis of Carabas. The end.